Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this new Intuition and Spirituality series. Now, I have changed this up a little bit, because I felt that you've already got all the basics that you need to know about intuition, and we will go further into it as we go along. So this is episode 2.0, and it's the start of a new series that will incorporate intuition and spirituality. And I've done that because they're so closely linked. But let's first recap from the Back to Basics series. Now, intuition is a communication from our spiritual being to our physical body. And it does that in order to create some sort of action. It is how our spiritual being communicates with us, because our spirit requires an action or a learning that can only be achieved whilst in a physical body. Now, we receive our intuition or intuitive messages physically, mentally, emotionally, and visually. And this is done as a mental thought, a visual impression, an emotional expression, or a physical feeling. Now, we also know that intuition is delivered through our seven main chakra centers: the base chakra, the sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra. When we receive them through the different chakras, we receive them in slightly different ways. So in the base chakra, because that's so down low and so physical, we'll often get that as a feeling when you first meet that someone special. And you get that little feeling down there. So that'll be your base chakra, and that's your intuitive messages coming through that way. The sacral, which is below your belly button, is often about other people. So if you get your intuitive messages through that region, it's often about others. The solar plexus, which is just above the belly button, it's usually, or it always is, about you. So that is receiving messages about you, or that helps you. Now, often they are referred to as gut instincts, so you'll get them that way. The heart chakra is obviously a lot of the feeling side of it. You get that really very deep emotional feeling that goes with it, that comes from the heart chakra. The throat chakra is often referred to when you're doing, say, channeling, and you start to talk. And I know I've done it a few times where I've just said something to somebody and I sort of go, well, where did that come from? And that's where our intuitive messages will come through the throat chakra. The third eye is next, and that's through, like, in between the two eyes. And that is where we'll get a lot of the visual information coming through. So that can be in dreams, or that can be just mental visual impressions. So that comes through the third. And the crown chakra is where we get an instant message, and we don't know where that sort of comes through. You actually respond before you even think. One of those cases was when I was at a T intersection and I was just about to turn right. I started to go forward. There was no cars coming. I started to move forward and I jammed my foot on the brake. Now, I had no idea why I did that. It just happened. And actually frightened me that I did something like that without actually being aware of what I was doing. And I can remember sort of saying to myself, well, that was a bit stupid. You know, that can cause an accident. You know, if there was anyone behind, they would have gone right into your car. There was another car coming. You've stopped in the middle of the road. And just as I'm about to pull away again and turn right at this intersection, this car came over the crest on the left-hand side and had all four wheels in the air. That's all I remember seeing. He would have T-boned me if I had kept on going. That's how quick it was. So my intuition jumped in as a mental thought then. I did not have a choice to react. I just reacted. So that's when we get it in the crown chakra. It's a very, very instantaneous type aspect. Majority of time. Sometimes it's a mental thought and we can sit on it and get an understanding of it. So they're the different types of the different types of intuition that we get and the different reasons we come through. But what I wanted to actually talk about today was last week I put a post up on Facebook regarding visitors that we had in the house, or a visitor that we had in the house. Now, I went on to explain this visitor was from the 1800s. So she was not supposed to be here. She would have meant to have crossed over a long, long time ago, but she had decided to visit. Now, why I put this post up is that I'd tried a few things, the things that I've normally done to help spirit move on, and they didn't quite work. So in actual fact, it actually aggravated her a little bit. And she sort of, for want of another word, had a go at my partner. And he sort of felt quite attacked. So I put this post up and it was really surprising the feedback that I got from it. A lot of people said, you know, you need to be firm and you need to be assertive and say, you know, ask the spirit to leave and rah, rah, rah. And I thought to myself, yes, I know that. And I sort of did a bit of that, but it didn't quite feel right. And intuitively, I knew that it wasn't really right for this particular spirit. Now, when you've got spirit that come to you that are attached to furniture that you've purchased, or they're maybe attached to the house, if they're strongly attached to the house, you're going to have trouble moving them on. The other aspect is if you've got these transient spirit, which is what this lady was, that is moving, you know, from she was actually moving from situation to situation, which was really surprising. I'd never experienced that before. But if you've got these transient spirits, we don't really want to be assertive or aggressive and ask them to leave, because that's, in all honesty, it's not really helping the spirit. And I don't believe that just sending them off and basically giving them to somebody else is really the right thing to do. So I am a little bit hesitant in doing that. Now, the other aspect I look at too is that if they're attached to the house or they're attached to a person, you know, different things like that, there's different ways we can get around it and move things on. I felt that I needed to do a bit more than just ask this spirit to leave. It was quite funny because my partner also does help spirit cross over. So he was quite surprised when this one sort of had a go at him. And normally his helpers that he has come in to help him and help spirit, he sees it often as like a big veil or as a net, and they help, you know, collect a spirit and take them to where they need to be. Now, in this particular case, his helpers came down and actually sat with the spirit and talked to the spirit. And it was really strange because after he had told me that, it was when I explained to him what I saw and who I saw. So what I felt, and I don't see them as physically as he sees them. He sees them as white lights or grey lights or, you know, different shadows and different things like that. I feel. So I tended to feel what this lady was about. Now, she was from the 18th century. She was like a new pioneer in this country. And I thought at first she was a teacher, but she wasn't. She was a nanny. She was a nanny for a well-to-do pioneering family. Now, she was in charge of raising the children. And this is where a lot of her conflict came from, because she once had that nurturing capacity, didn't have children of her own, so she actually gave all her nurturing to these children. However, the father ruled them with like an iron fist. So he was very, very domineering, very controlling, very straight down the line. There was no mollycoddling or anything like that. So it really conflicted with her. So she loved these children as her own and raised them as her own, but there was a lot of conflict there. Now, what was so surprising with it was the fact that at that same time, there was conflict between my partner and his daughter. So there was this conflict happening in the family, in the household. And so it was the first time that I've realized that this spirit was connected to the situation, not to the person or to an article of furniture or, you know, different things that they're attached to. This actual spirit was attached to the situation, and she was transient in that she was moving around trying to get an understanding of what she was feeling and how she was feeling it and how she was experiencing it and how to move forward with that. Now, as I've said, with our intuition, it's messages from our spiritual being. So this was her spiritual being that didn't get the understanding, that didn't get that learning, you know, that the action wasn't there. So she has not been able to move on. Physically, obviously she did, but not in a spiritual sense. And so she was in this transient mode. So when we're listening to our intuition, that's what's really important about developing and connecting and learning to trust your intuition, is the fact that it's our spirit that is talking to us or relating to us and trying to make us do something or think a little bit differently or, you know, just be in a certain space at a certain time, because it's all part of their learning. And that's what's so important. So when this poor lady has passed away in a physical sense, her spirit wasn't satisfied. Her spirit didn't get the learning that it felt it needed. Now, I knew from connecting with this spirit that she just really needed to understand what was going on. Now, the reason why she sort of had a go at my partner was that he was the male. And as soon as he went, he actually said to her, "You're not welcome here. You need to leave." And he was quite firm and quite determined. Of course, she just retaliated. So that's when I knew, well, okay, that's not going to work. You know, it can work on sometimes, but it's not going to work on this particular spirit. He's had to do that with some, because some have been quite negative. This lady wasn't negative. This spirit wasn't negative. So I didn't feel that was the area, but she was very strong in that this is what it's meant to be. So what I actually did was I actually had a chat with her. And now you're thinking I'm going to sound really crazy, but it was just that, you know, interaction, and you sort of got this understanding and she sort of got this understanding, but it wasn't until my partner's helpers came through and then they actually helped her cross over. So it ended up being really, really good. I got a lot of learning out of it. I got a lot of understanding out of it. And it really drilled home how important it is to be listening to our intuition, to be really connecting with it, and to really get that understanding of it. I've up and down things and sort of gone, oh, you know, I didn't want to do this. I wanted to do something else. But I found as time's gone along that whatever it was I needed to do, it comes back, or it's helped me go forward. So I'm now realizing that, you know, everything we do and is there for a reason. Everything that happens is happening there for a reason. Now, it's not always a positive, but the reason behind it often is. And what happens is we get so caught up in that negative and that stage of worrying and you know, focusing on that negative side of it, that we often miss the positive aspect to it. And let's be honest, sometimes it can be quite traumatic what you're going through, and consequently it's hard to see a silver lining, and it can take years for it to come through, as in the case with me, in a situation that happened with me, and I didn't understand what that was all about until years later. Not that I ever want that to happen again, but it made me realize that there is silver lining for everything that happens to us. We've just got to find it. And the silver lining might not be bright. The negativity of what we're experiencing could be really deep and heavy, but there is a silver lining, and it's only what we focus on that will make us the person that we are. And it's only what we focus on that will help our spirit keep going and keep us on the right track. So for all the negativity that we have, there is positive stuff coming out. There is positive aspects to it. And you can choose to focus on the negative, or you can choose to focus on the positive. And I'm not dissing that it is hard. Like the stuff that's happened to me, and it's crap. It really is. It's not fun at all. It's made me the person I am. And maybe I wouldn't have listened to it if it was all easy. Maybe I wouldn't have understood who I am, or understood that we are this spiritual aspect inside us. And it's helped empower me. I've watched other people go through religion and learnings through the religion aspect and different areas like that. And I look at them and I get concerned. I get concerned the fact that they're putting a lot of their faith into something external instead of something internal. And that's what your intuition is. Your intuition is spirit, but it is connected to everything. So when you refer to God, you should be referring to you, the God in you, not an external thing or being that seems to have control over everything. That's not what it's about. It's about you. And when we start to look at it in that aspect, we start to look at intuition and go within for it. It allows us externally. It allows us to be who we are, what we are, where we are, and why we are. One of the things that I try to do, and I've always done in my life, I've always given myself a hard time about not being right, you know, not doing the right thing or not doing this right or that right. And I've taken on board a lot and blamed myself for a lot of things. In fact, even the pack rape, I blamed myself for, when in all honesty, it was not me. I was walking down the street, I got tapped on the shoulder and punched and knocked out. So no way known could it have been me. But there's so much that we put to ourselves, and there's so many things that we take on board that we have to also take on board the good stuff. And even if we do make a mistake, it's our mistake. It's mine. It's mine. I did it wrong. It's mine. And I can own it and I can live with it and I can grow from it. But if I start blaming other people, oh, it was because of, you know, this happened or because of that happened, then I give away my power. And I'm not going to do that. I keep my power. My power is within me. My power is my intuition. My power is me. I've had other people, oh, I'm going off track here today, sorry. I've had other people say to me, how do you know your intuition's right? How do you know it's not right? And when we receive these intuitive messages, we may not understand them properly and we may take a different curve to them and they may not be quite right. The messages are right. How we've interpreted them might not be right. So that's where we have to sort of go, well, okay, this happened, but didn't get the right way. And we have all that aspect. So one of the best things to help you with your spirituality, with your intuition, developing, trusting, connecting with your intuition is using cards or using, what have I got? I used to use the cards. That's where I started. I started with the Oracle cards because it allowed me to see a word, see an image, and allow my intuition to come out, how I felt it meant or what I believed it was. Well, as we know, a picture can tell 1,000 words. So in doing it that way, it allowed me to practice and trust. I learned to trust my feelings. Now, whether they were right or wrong for anyone else, it didn't matter. I learned to trust them. So when I saw a picture or when I felt this way or when I felt that way or when I saw this or got an image of that, I could learn to go with it and let that evolve and happen. So trusting your intuition is really important. We connect, we develop, and we trust. So trust is the main thing. And the only way we can trust is obviously by developing or connecting, but it's more about that practice. So I am releasing my book, Intuitive Flowers, Empowering Your Emotional Goals. And this is about how you can read flower images. And it helps you learn to trust your intuition. So that's why I put the book out. It's just a tool. It's a tool to help you trust your intuition. And as you get used to doing that, you will get better and better at it. I've also talked about prayer, meditation, and visualization, the three aspects there. So prayer is like connecting with your intuition. You're asking to connect. Meditation is like receiving intuition. So you're actually receiving the messages, the intuitive messages, because you're in that space. And visualization is about creating. And that's about learning to trust it, where we actually trust the fact that we're going to create something. I did a visualization, and within 6 months of me doing, I was constantly doing the visualization, practicing it. Within 6 months, that visualization all came true. $85,000 worth of insurance came through because a storm had ripped the roof off and left us with an empty house. So I didn't visualize a storm. Please don't get me wrong. I did visualize the house, inside of the house being painted and new wardrobes and a new kitchen. And I visualized us, you know, fixing up the farmhouse. I didn't anticipate it going that way. But the reality is it's not how we do it. It's what you want. And that's what Intuitive Flowers is all about. We focus on what we want and how we want to feel, whether it's a relationship, whether it's finance. It doesn't matter what it is. It's how we want to feel when we achieve that goal. Then we choose a flower. And then we get that understanding of what that flower means. Because when we're using oracle cards, you're limited to a deck. Where when we're using flower images, even live flowers, you're restricted to what you can pick around the place. When we're using flower images, there's no restrictions. The only restriction is your imagination. And it's your intuition that's picking it. So you feel what you want to feel, how you want to feel when you achieve that goal. You choose a flower image that matches it. So your intuition is picking the flower image, and your intuition is reading it. So it's giving you the ideas that you need. That's why I love that. And that's why I do crazy flower reading. So my name is Susan Jane. I hope you enjoyed that. I actually want to talk about a bit more about spirituality, a bit more about spirit next week. I know there's a lot of people have connected with me. They want to get an understanding of how they can help their child. Now, as a child, we always experience that most of us, I did anyway, you know, the ghosts or the monsters under the bed and the ghost in the cupboard and all the dark spaces. So it's about helping your child be able to get through that, helping your child with the boogeyman, for want of another word, and what we can do. So that's what I want to talk about next week. But this week, we just please remember we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature because it's our intuitive nature. So I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. I thank you for listening. And if you do want a copy of my book, jump onto the website, www.intuitivenature.com.au. It's an Australian business, so don't forget the AU. And you will find it. Oh, there's mandalas in the resources, but you will find it in the shop. Look it up in the shop there, and you can order your copy now. I've got a few here, and I'm going to be posting them out. So that is me for this week. Look forward to next week, and we'll start talking about how we can help our child when they see the monsters under the bed. All the very best. Have a great week, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.